This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint on Montana Talks, and we have Billings mayoral candidate Jennifer Owen in the house. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And by the way, any other city council candidates, mayor candidates from the around the state, either this hour, next hour, or the following, can call in and get a message out. Send us a message on the Montana Talks app. Well, Jennifer, I voted for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for running, and thank you for putting yourself out there and for standing up for the people of Billings.
Yeah, it's been a very exciting opportunity. People have been tremendously engaged, lots of good questions. This is really a chance to put Billings in a position to truly lead. You know, we're the largest city in the state, and for too long, there just has been a real vacuum of leadership. I think we have a great slate of city council candidates. I am very excited about what we've been talking with voters about in the mayor's race. I think this is really our time.
Well, that's fantastic. I also voted for, I believe, Tony O'Donnell was the conservative candidate. And by the way, if folks want to know who, because these are nonpartisan races.
Correct.
But they're making decisions that are political decisions. I think the voters ought to know which of these folks are more right-leaning versus left-leaning. And there's a bunch of organizations that have put out sort of lists endorsing different people. People can find it on Facebook and things like that. But how are you feeling about the rest of the city council races and just kind of where the city council's at right now?
You know, I think we have a wonderful slate of candidates. You're right. These are nonpartisan races, but we are not nonpartisan people. None of the candidates are. We all have a philosophy of governance, and people should know that. So while I can't say something like I'm the Republican candidate for mayor, that's not true. We don't register by party. But I'm certainly a conservative, and I bring that conservative philosophy. Less government, less regulation, less taxes. And I think we have a candidate in every one of the five wards here in Billings who has a similar philosophy.
Well, that's fantastic. So on the ballots this year, I've seen the stories about a high number of rejections mm-hmm. of the ballots. There's a new requirement to put your birth date on. Frankly, it seems to make perfect sense to me, because otherwise just signing your name on it is a lot easier to do fraudulently or using somebody else's ballot, you know, unless you also have to write your birth year. Now, it's not that difficult to find somebody's birth year, but it is at least one extra step. But some right. folks have been missing that. And so is the elections office open? Can folks just head down to get that fixed? What do they do if they didn't write their year?
Absolutely. You can still go get it fixed. We encourage people to get it fixed today or tomorrow, but you do, in fact, have until Wednesday at 5 p.m. to get it fixed. So if folks drop their ballots in the mail this morning, they shouldn't have, right? Please deliver your ballots by hand down to the county courthouse today or tomorrow by 8 p.m. But if you really are concerned, most people should have heard from the county by now. I think they are sending letters and making phone calls. If you haven't, all of us candidates have the list of rejected ballots. We can certainly help you. So hit me up on Facebook, on Instagram, by email. I will tell you if you're on the list. But you just need to go down to the courthouse and get it fixed. The number is quite high. And particularly in the wards, it could be the difference maker. We're looking at a few hundred in every ward, and that can be the difference.
Yeah, that's huge. And can people still register, or is that cut off?
No, you can still register in day of.
Okay, well, folks, get down there to the courthouse to register.
To the county courthouse.
And to vote. That's huge. And, folks, if you have a question or comment for Jennifer, send it in the Montana Talks app or call. Give it to Kate, and we'll convey it to City Billings mayoral candidate Jennifer Owen. More with her right back after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with high temperature readings in the mid-50s. For tonight, we can expect considerable cloud cover, isolated shower chances towards Bozeman overnight, low temperatures ranging from the mid-30s to around 40. And the outlook for Tuesday does call for cloudy skies and some scattered showers with high temperature readings from the mid-50s to around 60. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
This is House Call for Health. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. The American Lung Association says it's a time for uniting people across the country to stand together against lung cancer, the leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. And because of that, the association recommends getting a lung cancer screening. It can detect lung cancer early when it's more likely to be curable. And if it's caught before it spreads, the likelihood of surviving 5 or more years improves to 65%. That statistic is based on on early stage lung cancer, stage 1 versus stage 4. A low-dose CT scan is a special kind of x-ray that takes multiple pictures as you lie on a table that slides in and out of a machine. Then a computer puts those images together for a full picture of your lungs. Medicare and many private health insurance plans cover the screening without cost sharing, but you should check to see what your provider covers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too. Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Jennifer, we got a message from Cameron. He says, if Jennifer Owen was put in charge of the country's welfare, what would her solution be? Not super important, maybe, to the city of Billings, but that's the message from the listener.
So I'm going to assume we mean welfare like general welfare, not actually welfare programs, but I think the answer is the same, and it would be actually a core philosophy. I believe there is real dignity in work, and I think that we need to be much more thoughtful about how we encourage people to enter the workforce and be successful. Yes, some people need to go to college, but there's tremendous opportunity in the trades. Montana is still one of the best states in the nation to be a small business owner or an entrepreneur. Military service is a tremendous way to develop skills while serving your country. And I think we put people in a position of disfavoring work, of suggesting that work is some sort of burden rather than a chance to really find purpose and meaning and dignity. And so when I think if we're talking about homelessness here in the community or the general welfare of the country, we really need to elevate the value of work and the dignity of self-sufficiency.
Yeah, I mean, you think of somebody, let's say somebody loses their job and there's the opportunity to go on unemployment,
right,
and get on SNAP maybe and some other things, or they're given an opportunity to go work a job. And which one's going to be better for their mental health?
That's right, for their longevity. And sometimes those jobs that are first available aren't great paying. So let's talk about how we help people acquire skills and develop the ability to improve their careers, to improve their ability to support their families. We sort of let people be stuck because we use all these social programs to keep people comfortable in their struggle. And I don't think that's compassionate. I see that when we talk about homelessness here in Billings. We do a lot of things to get people through the immediate crisis, but we don't actually work hard enough to elevate them out of it. And to me, that's where the real compassion is. Let's end this moment in your life where you're on the streets and instead find you stable housing, a good paying job, support for the challenges that you're facing.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me of a story that I had to talk about today about the Billings Career Center. Mm. The students there built their 50th home this year. I was lucky enough to do the Leadership Billings and got to tour the Billings Career Center and was really blown away by all of the different stuff they have there for these young kids to learn medical things, to let them learn construction. One of the things that they do is they build this home every single year foundation, framing, roofing, siding, doors, through the Career Center. I mean, that's exactly the kind of stuff that you're talking about in terms of getting these younger generations. Maybe they're not the type to be interested in book smarts or engaging in that type of a career where they're going to be sitting in front of a computer their whole day. They want to do something like build a home or things like that. We've got it here at the Billings Career Center. Really amazing stuff going on there.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I think that we really need to encourage our kids to look at that. You know, I graduated proud Skyview Falcons graduate. And when I graduated, the message was, you know, success looks like going to college. Success looks like moving out of state. And I just think those messages need to be laid to rest. There are incredible opportunities for kids to leave our high schools and go right into the skilled trades right here in Billings, to be plumbers, to be welders. I mean, we're seeing apprenticeships expand into non-traditional careers like accountants and educators. There's lots of ways to pursue a career with family supporting wages. And I really hope that we can do better by our kids to tell them of all the opportunities. I want people to look around Billings after I'm done serving as mayor and say, I see my opportunity here. I see my future here. I don't have to leave to convince people I was successful.
So tell me a little bit about how the campaign has been here the last week or two in terms of what you've been up to, sort of what are people here in Billings talking about as the main issues, that type of a thing.
Yeah, I think we've been up to a lot of grassroots work. It has been, for me, a very traditional grassroots get out the vote campaign. I am not the biggest funded candidate here. I am a pretty grassroots ordinary person. So we have been going door to door. We've been making phone calls. We've even been standing on the side of the street waving signs just to get people excited to vote and excited to vote for the future of Billings. People are talking about the same things I think they're talking about all across Montana. How do we have local governments that are accountable and transparent with our tax dollars? How do we address safety issues so that we feel safe in our community? And how do we grow and prosper without losing our sense of Montana values?
Yeah, so I guess what's your take on, I mean, I know like public safety is a big one in terms of the crime rate here. You know, it's funny, I actually just got back from a couple of weeks in Argentina, and people were commenting, oh, well, you better be safe down there, or you better be careful down there. It's not necessarily, you know what, actually, the city of Billings has a higher violent crime rate per capita than Buenos Aires, a city of 20 million people, one of the big cities of the entire world. And so it's kind of funny, and I went to law school down in Miami, and we'll joke about that. Billings has a higher violent crime rate per capita than Miami and Buenos Aires and places like that. So what in the world is going on in this city where our violent crime rate's that high? And what do you think we can be done about it?
Well, so part of it is what we just talked about, right? What we really see, there are some trends indicating that crime is going down overall. But inside that are pockets of real concern, particularly juvenile crime. Our kids don't have a lot of hope for a future. And so they get seduced into a life of violence very early. We have to have good career programs. We have to have good activities for kids to be involved in so they have hope, so that they have stability for their future. And then we need to address what's going on in the homes, quite frankly. Billings has an epidemic of domestic violence and family violence in the home. We see it in high child abuse rates. We see substance abuse and mental health as a way to medicate the violence that's happening behind closed doors. It is still the largest category of assaults in this community. So when we raise kids in an environment of violence, we shouldn't be surprised when they enter into that as teenagers. So we've worked really hard over the last 4 years that I've been on city council to put some things in place to address this, but more needs to be done. And bottom line, in this community, we have to be able to hold offenders accountable, and that means a jail expansion.
I love the jail expansion idea. A lot of what we're talking about here, in my personal opinion, not necessarily something for the government to fix. The government can't fix people's, you know, deep-seated spiritual issues that's causing domestic violence, things like that. Things can be done. More with Jennifer Owen right after this.
It's November 1st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Cinnamon Day. As we enter the holiday season, is there a spice that better embodies this time of year than cinnamon? A little addition here or there makes cakes, pies, and cookies just that much better. It reminds us all of good family memories as we sit around the dinner table, and best of all, it's the base of one of the best things about this time of year, pumpkin spice. Also on this date in 1512, Michelangelo's painting of the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel at the Vatican is debuted to the public. And in 1959, Jacques Plante of the Montreal Canadiens becomes the first goalie to wear a protective face mask. It was made of fiberglass. If it's your birthday today, you share it with actress and former Miss World pageant winner of 1994, Aishwarya Rai, born in 1973, and former Major League Baseball player Coco Crisp, born in 1979. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I tell you what, we get some great guests on this show. We have some great sidekicks that join us on this show. And we've got friends inside the Trump administration and on Capitol Hill that will join us on this show. But I'll tell you what, the best part of Montana Talks, your phone calls, the chance to get to hear from people all across Montana and for you to be heard all across Montana. Keep your phone calls coming with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard across the state.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mike Rowe here with a random fact. More than half of the homes that have basements in North America will experience water damage. It's true. Whether it's basement moisture, flooding, or bowing walls, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to waterproof your basement and stabilize your walls.
Groundworks, official foundation repair company of Montana State Athletics.
Licensed at all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Here's the tale of the daily med fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in. Cool as can be. Tap good RX. Saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
This weekend, Angus Convention 2025 was held in Kansas City, Missouri. And Angus producers from far and wide gathered to elect board members to help lead the organization into the future. 10 Angus breeders ran for 5 seats on the association's board of directors. Re-elected for a second and final term were Art Butler of Idaho, Alameda, Missouri, Rob Adams of Alabama, Henry Bryan Smith of Kentucky, and Roger Wan of Oklahoma. Spitty Lamb of Georgia was elected treasurer, Jim Brinkley, Missouri president, and Montana's Daryl Stevenson as vice president.
Excited about the opportunities that we have moving forward and just being able to contribute in a small way to that. My family for 3 generations has made 100% of our living from this breed of cattle, and we're all going to do everything we can to improve it for the next generation.
Again, that was Mr. Daryl Stevenson of Stevenson Down T. Angus, based out of White Sulphur Springs, Montana. Now, Daryl's family has a long tradition in the Angus business with the longest-running Angus production bull sale in the nation. He will serve as vice president this year and plans to run for president at next year's convention, which will take place in Louisville, Kentucky. That's all for today. I'm Lane Nordlund.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint, and we got Jennifer Owen Billings, a mayoral candidate, here in studio. We're taking your messages and phone calls, 406-294-0970. Right before the break, we were talking about sort of this problem of domestic violence we have here in our community. And my personal view, that's a spiritual, religious sickness and darkness coming from the evil side of the spiritual world. That's sort of a deep-rooted issue. When it comes to the government, you know, what can they do about it? Number one is holding these people accountable. Correct. Would definitely be a step in the right direction. Now, if people know that they're going to get arrested and thrown in jail and held there for a long time if they commit domestic violence, I think that could have a positive impact. And you mentioned the jail expansion. So I guess, can you just go a little bit deeper into where we're at on that and kind of what your plans are if you win?
Yeah, it's great. I have been lucky for the last 2 years to serve on the county's kind of jail expansion committees, really looking looking at our criminal justice system as a whole, how to make it better. Because I think what I hear from voters all the time is, if we build a bigger jail, it's just going to fill up right away, and we can't arrest our way out of the problem. And both of those things are true if we don't do something different. And so this last 2 years of work has been about doing something different. How do we make the whole system go faster so that we turn over those beds quicker because cases go to trial faster? How do we get real meaningful prevention programs or diversion programs for people who actually have behavioral health issues and not criminal justice issues? So we have to look at a whole system. But I think at the end of the day, what the analysis will show is that the size of jail we have is woefully inadequate for a community of our size. We do have to bring down the volume of crime. We have to move cases faster, and we need a bigger jail. So I think the county commissioners will be out to the voters talking about that. That's in their wheelhouse, not mine, but it's certainly something I support. I've seen the work that's gone into it and the analysis that underlies it, but it is a big ask. And I think we need to be very cognizant that the taxpayers are going to be asked to shoulder a significant burden.
So why is it the county's deal when, I mean, the city has a police department and the city has law enforcement powers. I guess I'm not familiar with the way the charters are written or whatever, but why is that just all on the county?
That's what the state says. Okay. So state law puts detention facilities in the hands of the counties. Now, one of the things I'm really proud of that I've worked on over the last 4 years, we know that counties have to run jails, but I at least asked, is there something in between a jail that would allow us to start holding some offenders accountable more quickly? And so we've worked over time and, in fact, just opened a short-term holding facility here. This is not a pretrial detention like Yellowstone County Detention Facility is. The short-term holding facility is designed to pick people up on their first offense, hold them overnight, and get them in front of a judge the next morning. It's a very quick turnaround facility space. We ended up taking our marijuana dollars, the revenues that we get, and sending them back to the county in partnership, saying, give us a number of beds so our police officers can arrest and hold people, interrupt the cycle of violence, and get them in front of a judge right away. That facility just opened. So it's not true that, yes, Montana law says counties have to run jails, but a good leader, the kind of leader I hope to be as mayor, is still looking for solutions. Where can we partner? How can we collaborate? How can we think outside of the box, push the boundaries, and do what's right for the community?
Yeah, I love that, because we obviously need the county to have the jail spaces available.
Right.
I mean, you'd said a lot of people say, oh, we can't arrest our way out of this. And I guess from my perspective, I'd be curious what you mean by that, or if you necessarily agree with it. Because from my perspective, actually, we probably can arrest our way out of a lot of these problems. I mean, and you see, for example, in places like El Salvador, where mm-hmm. they've brought their violent crime way, way down by simply arresting all of these people and putting them in prison. And then you see in a lot of our blue states in this country, in New York and places like that, when you see a violent crime happen, a lot of the times it's somebody that's been arrested previously
that's
and
right.
just not held. So when you say we can't just arrest our way out of it, do you mean like we need to do more in terms of actually having the space to hold them long term, or having a judicial system that's actually going to sentence them for longer sentences? Or what do you mean by that?
I think yes to all of that. And we need to try to stop crime from happening. Right. The idea of arresting people means someone's already been victimized, and I'd rather that not happen in the first place. So let's hold people accountable. Let's get them sentenced quickly and have them pay their dues to society. But then let's also make sure that we have a large enough police force to patrol and deter crime from happening. Let's make sure that we're reaching our young people before they get into a life of crime. Let's try to prevent the victimization before it happens.
I like that. Okay, so we have a message here from Cameron in Billings. Cameron says, Jennifer is the Heights councilwoman, right? Question
mark? Right. Yes, correct.
Okay, question is why should other city districts vote for you? What are you going to be bringing to the office of mayor from the Heights?
Yeah, I think that's such a great question, and thank you for it. I hope at least I'm known as the Heights council member because I have been a loud advocate for my neighborhood, for my ward. I think there's a lot of neighborhoods and wards in this community that feel ignored, and certainly the Heights has been one of them. So I want people to hear that as hard as I advocated for the Heights, I will advocate for the South Side, for the revitalization of Midtown. We won't just be focused on one or two special neighborhoods. I will bring a whole community focus, and that's part of what I've done as a Heights member.
Perfect. Love it. We got the 7:30 news break here, and then we're coming back more with Jennifer Owen, City of Billings mayor candidate. And this is David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. We'll be right back. Mobile here filling in for Aaron Flint. We got a message from Buck in Bozeman. Jennifer, this is from a guy in Bozeman, okay. But you can still respond from a Billings perspective. He says, the whole justice system is killing me. If you want to lower crime, actually punish people. Look at every murder case that's happened in the past 10 years. People are getting 30 years and 60 years for murder. That's simply not a deterrent. The punishment for a crime should not be seen as an individual matter, but a preventive matter for the entire group. Do the job right. We don't need a bigger jail. Stop using the excuse that a bigger county so there's more crime. When you see someone needs to pay their dues to society, they need to actually offset the financial burden that they have placed on the victim and the taxpayer.
Yeah, preach. Absolutely. I think what I have campaigned on is making Billings the safest community in the state. And people sort of chuckle at the idea that the biggest city in the state could also be the safest. But what else would we aspire to? We should absolutely be the safest. I don't think this idea that we have to tolerate a certain amount of crime because we're the largest city matters. And yes, unfortunately, we do have judges sometimes making sentencing decisions based on jail capacity or prison capacity. We have the Department of Corrections trying to rationalize how it keeps the public safe without enough beds. So we definitely have a facility issue, both locally and statewide, that is influencing how judges make decisions, and we shouldn't have that any longer. They need to make decisions based on the severity of crime and threat to public safety, not on facility capacity.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me like we've had a whole bunch of population growth in Montana, and so just the mere, like, okay, you have a city, you have a state, you have a county jail, you have the state prison. Well, when the population grows, we don't automatically get new jail beds. The prison doesn't automatically grow. So just that population grows. And then on top of that, not only the population growth, but then just the increase in crime amongst the existing population. And so to me, it's just sort of intuitive that we need more jail space. We need more prison space. And the fact of the matter is that you can do all you want for giving some people opportunities and jobs at a younger age and getting them into this program and that program. The simple matter is that some people need to be locked up for the safety of the community.
That's exactly right. And frankly, it's becoming a morale issue for our police officers. They are giving people notices to appear and seeing them torn up in their faces. They see a widespread disrespect for the justice system because they know they won't be held accountable. And that wears on our police officers. They deserve better. They deserve the ability to do their jobs.
So, I guess, talk to me a little bit about what are some of your other priorities. I know public safety is a big one that people talk about. Maybe that's really not. Is that the city of Billings' number one, like, priority?
Or I think so.
Is
yes.
It? Okay. Yeah. But what can the city council and the mayor really do when like you said, like the county jail situation is at the county level, it's not even the city. That's being impacted at the state level with the state prison system population. So really, other than sort of like collaborating with the county or the state, is that really where you can make most of your headway?
So I think partnership matters, advocacy matters. Let's make sure the state understands the challenges we're facing. We have a very large police force. We need to continue to resource it, have policies in place that let them do their jobs, and then we can work on prevention and diversion efforts, and quite frankly, we can make sure that our municipal court system is able to hold offenders accountable early before they escalate into felonies.
I like that answer. I got some questions about property taxes and other spending priorities right after this.
The wait is almost over. Holiday Nights, presented by TDS Fiber, opens Black Friday. Don't miss millions of dazzling lights, the glowing TDS Fiber Forest, and all new attractions like The Story of Christmas and interactive glow furniture. Reserve your private s'more stand or corporate party now and guarantee your spot before they sell out. Tickets are going fast, so purchase yours today at holiday-nights.com. Holiday Nights at Zoo Montana, presented by TDS Fiber, the holiday tradition you can't miss.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audienhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Americans everywhere are on edge. The government shutdown has dragged on, and every day that passes, the markets grow more uncertain. When anxiety grips Wall Street, the first thing that takes the hit is your retirement savings, your IRA, your 401k. Everything you've worked for can suffer a loss of value virtually overnight.
And now, with the Fed rate cut, precious metals are poised for dramatic gains in the coming weeks. That's why so many Americans are calling Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to roll over a portion of their retirement funds into physical gold and silver. When paper assets crumble under government dysfunction and global tension, precious metals stand firm. Don't wait for the next market shock to erase what you've saved. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD. Get your free gold kit now. It'll show you exactly how to secure your IRA or 401k with tangible assets. Call 800-741-4653 now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
It's the final week of the Kia Fall Savings Event, so keep the adventure going with the new Kia car or SUV from Kia of Billings. Yes, SUV. As low as 0% APR financing for only 48 months on a new Kia Sorento. All-wheel drive, midsize, family-friendly SUV. Plus up to $1,000 in factory bonus cash. Special financing offers on the spacious full-size Telluride, all-wheel drive SUV, luxurious feel, competitively priced, and on other popular Kia models, EVs, hybrids, cars, SUVs, Kia of Billings has the selection you want when searching for new wheels. But you have to move quickly. This once-in-a-year event ends November 3rd. All offers for qualified buyers through KFA and subject to vehicle availability. $20.83 per $1,000 finance on Sorento example. So go to KiaBillings.com for all the details, and then test drive your new Kia model at Kia of Billings on the corner of Shiloh and King. Community matters, and you matter at Kia of Billings.
Hey, it's Steve at Rimrock Cabinet, and a lot of folks know we sell cabinets, but they don't know everything we do. We have extensive services and countertops and flooring, including tile and LVP and carpet. And, you know, we have these new systems to help refresh bathrooms as far as like shower surrounds that don't cost as much as tile. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited to show you what we have to offer. And it's really simple. All you need to do is come visit us at 547 South 20th Street West. Get in touch with one of our sales professionals that can show you what your next project can look like. And we're going to do all of these services for you for free. So what do you got to lose? Come visit the team at 547 South 20th Street West or give us a call at 406-651-8109 and we will help you get your next project started. Don't wait. Right now is the time to come visit the team at Rimrock Cabinet.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble here live with Jennifer Owen. We're talking about the city council races and the mayor race that's going to be counted tomorrow, or I guess the election's tomorrow. Got the audio, get the microphone on here for Jennifer. So, okay, a couple other things. We've been talking a ton about public safety.
Sure.
Okay, I just recently got my tax bill for my house, and my taxes went down.
Yep.
And I know a lot of other lawyers and doctors in this state and the city who their taxes went down. But then I see the story about the apartment rents going up because the apartment buildings had their taxes increased and things like that. And I'm reminded of the debate during this last legislative session between, it seemed to be like folks in Helena and then folks out in the rest of the state about where is the property tax issue coming from? Is it coming from, you know, spending at the local level, et cetera, et cetera? So a couple of questions. I guess number one, what's your take on the property tax issue that we've seen and how does that impact Billings? And then sort of bigger picture, sort of where can the city of Billings cut spending to try to get property taxes down?
Yeah, those are great questions. I will tell you, I'm not a fan of this property tax shifting bill that got passed in the last legislative session. I think it was sloppy. Certainly, people are seeing on their primary homes a reduction in tax, and that's great. Other people are seeing huge increases. We know that it's going to drive energy costs higher, and now we're seeing it drive rental costs higher. So we're putting the tax burden on the people who can least afford to respond to it. It was just a poorly crafted bill, and one of the things that frustrated me the most is it blew a hole right in the city of Billings charter. Billings is a charter form of government, which means we have a local constitution, and we are one of just two cities in the state where the voters chose to cap property taxes. Over the last 30 years, that has saved the city of Billings taxpayers $120 million in taxes compared to municipalities that are under the state's funding formula. HB 231 blew that up, directed us to raise taxes, a very, very frustrating thing to have to do, and has now created sort of this mess for us at the local level to sort out. So I am hopeful that we can go back in 27 and fix this. Our Yellowstone County delegation did a tremendous job fighting against this bill, not to fight against property tax relief. Everybody needs that. But recognizing that this mess has now put Montana in the top five most complicated property tax structures in the country. We did not do anybody any favors here. Tax relief is good, and I support it, but there is a better way. We just need a simpler, more streamlined system, one that doesn't wreck what the voters of Billings chose to do with their local government.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I remember during the legislative session, the Billings folks were basically saying, if you don't allow us to blow our cap, then we're going to have reduced revenue because of the number of buildings that were, was that ever accurate? And
it is. Yep. So the way the state fixes property taxes, they just reduce the amount, they reduce the taxable value of a home. So when we levy against it, we raise less revenue against that taxable value. So it's true that the city of Billings faced a significant budget harm. I think there were better ways to fix it than violating the local charter. Now, the question then is, now what do we do? Because we will see declining revenues over time as this property tax bill continues to reduce the taxable value of homes over time. So I brought an amendment this budget cycle to ask the city of Billings to start its budget from zero, what's called zero-based budgeting. Every year when we do the budget, we just work off of last year's. We add a little here, we take a little away, but we never get down to base principles. We never get down to basic services and core functions of government. So we're going to do that this year. We're going to start our budget at zero and build it up block by block by block and see where we end up, what's in the priority list and what falls out. And then we can make some real data-driven decisions instead of just working on emotions and history.
Yeah, I love that idea. I mean, for me, frankly, garbage pickup is one of the primary sort of services that the city ought to provide. And it seems to me, and I've been here since 2017, so I've been here, what, 8 or 9 years, and it's gone nothing but downhill ever since. It used to be that, you know, the garbage service pickup would pick up big items for you. If you had a little bit of an overfilled bin, they'd help you with that. Now it's almost just like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, and it's really just like, well, what good is the city of Billings if they can't even provide decent garbage pickup service?
You know, I think we have really hardworking folks out there on the line in solid works. But again, this is a question of leadership and policy, right? Is city council doing its job to ensure that that landfill is operating as efficiently as possible, that we're providing the basic services in ways that make sense? We're going to have a conversation at city council tonight about the next 5-year capital improvement plan. That's going to include a landfill expansion that's going to be pretty expensive. So we have some real conversations to have about how we invest in the core infrastructure while still being real stewards of the tax dollars and of the fees that we collect for services like utilities and solid waste.
So do you see, I've always wanted to have the time to go through the city of Billings budget, yeah, sort of line by line and figure out where can we cut. Because the reality is that a lot of Montanans are struggling financially.
Correct.
Right now. A lot of people are living under credit card debt. A lot of people are going to Walmart to do their grocery shopping on credit cards. It's actually very sad and depressing. And then you see the governments, whether it's the city, the county, the state, the national government, a lot of times they're not struggling. The governments aren't struggling the way a lot of us are out here. And it's really grotesque to see the government at all levels sort of just spending more and more and more and more and really just living a wonderful life. Meanwhile, a lot of us out here are really struggling financially just to barely to get by. And then I saw some article about how the city of Billings is paying like parking passes for and providing like a car stipend for its employees. Meanwhile, it's like the rest of us are out here barely getting by. We're having to go to Walmart to go grocery shopping on a credit card, and the city of Billings is giving out, you know, car stipends to its employees and all these perks and things like that. And then they're telling us there's nowhere to cut spending. So can you like go through the budget line by line and cut a lot of that stuff out to give some of us some relief?
So such a great question. First of all, we did remove the car allowances because that was really something that I think, you know, we were in the middle of contract negotiations and telling people who are doing really hard labor that we don't have any money and yet giving executives car allowances. That wasn't something I could support. I'm glad we got rid of it. But one of the things that's frustrated me and that I have been working on and will continue to work on if elected mayor is we don't actually approve a line item budget in the city of Billings. We approve our budget at a fund level, which for the general fund is essentially an $85 million seller lump sum with some guidelines attached. That's not okay. It's too easy to move money around. It's hopeful. And we do have, I want to be clear, we have great people working for the city of Billings, but we can't have an entire budget that's based on hoping we continue to have good people. We need a real system with checks and balances. And for me, that means a line item budget so that we are very clear about where dollars are going and we can track them over time.
So is that, I mean, is that a function of us having like the city manager system of government? Do we need to actually change the role? Like, you know, like every whatever, however many years you vote to whether to redo the format of your local government, is that part of it? Or is, or do we, does the city council right now have the ability to do what you're saying?
The city council right now could establish a line item budget. And in fact, we are working on that. So part of the zero-based budgeting exercise is to understand our budget better and then figure out at what level of line item we need to start adopting a budget. The conversation about the form of government is separate, interesting, one that's worth having, but we can do much more budget accountability now with the authorities that we have.
Okay, that's fantastic. Zero-based budgeting and line item budget would be that would in and of itself cause a lot of spending cuts that would reverberate back into people's pockets. We got a message from Carol. She says, please ask Jennifer why sex offenders are being allowed to be placed in sober houses, which we were told were for drug and alcohol rehab. These houses are placed in neighborhoods with children. The owner of the house across the street from us is a very belligerent person himself, not at all neighborly. Any comments on that?
Yeah, Billings has way more sober living houses than it needs. We are inundated by them. There are really good ones in the community run by great organizations who are registered and accountable, and there are other people who are just taking advantage of an incentive. It is an issue. It's something we have to work on.
Okay, that sounds good. You mentioned there was a city council meeting tonight. What else is on the agenda tonight?
So tonight we have our capital improvement plan, which is a significant sort of plan for our investment over time. And we will also be talking about an initiative that I will oppose and will fight against that gets back to this property tax question. So we were directed to raise revenues. There's going to be an effort to force those revenues into certain categories, into certain departments that are already well-funded, which leaves us short of our ability to put money into public safety. I believe that this is an effort to lay the foundation for future tax increases, and I'm going to oppose it pretty strongly. So I'd encourage people to pay attention if they want to understand about how we're implementing this property tax bill that the legislature gave us.
That's fantastic. We were joking during the break. I always like to joke with Aaron about me biking and riding bikes because I love to bike on the West End, and we got some great trails out there. And Aaron, of course, likes to poke fun at the bikers and you know, criticize them for acting like they own the road and things like that. But I was commenting about how, you know, hey, let's cut all of the cut as much spending as you want, but don't cut spending to the bike paths. And then you made a comment about the bike path that's being built. If you could kind of go into that, because I don't know if folks know the full story about that, what's going on there.
So I think people in Billings really value their parks and recreation amenities. I think we have huge potential in recreational trail use. I push back a little when we start trying to build commuter networks. I don't see those being used as much. But our recreational trails, I think, get a huge amount of use. We're very close to building a marathon loop around the city so we can start hosting marathon events. And the Stagecoach Trail along Zimmerman Trail is underway. I'm really concerned about that engineering, but we are moving forward with it, and if done well, it could be a real asset.
Yeah, I mean, being able to do a marathon or just ride your bike 26 miles sounds amazing. More with Jennifer right after this.
Fox Sports Update.
A couple of wild finishes on the gridiron.
Hold is down, the kick is up, into the wind, it is gone! Ryan Fitzgerald delivers, and the Panthers, a two-touchdown underdog, come into Lambeau and pull off the upset.
The Carolina Panthers stunning the Green Bay Packers 16-13 on Fox Sports. Meanwhile, the Bears, they won a wild shootout over the Bengals, 47-42. Cincinnati took a 42-41 lead with under a minute to go after they recovered an onside kick. Then Chicago's Caleb Williams hit rookie tight end Colston Loveland over the middle, and he rumbled 58 yards for the score. The guy was surrounded by about five different Cincinnati defenders, and somehow he still rumbled the remaining 30-some-odd yards into the end zone. Sam Darnold had quite a Sunday night, tossed four TDs as the Seahawks spanked the Commanders 38-14. And to add insult to injury for the Commanders' second-year quarterback, Jaden Daniels, he suffered a serious injury to his non-throwing arm. It's believed to be a dislocated elbow. Josh Allen and the Bills, they beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs for the fifth straight time in the regular season, 28-21. Now Buffalo needs to figure out a way to beat KC in the playoffs. Josh Allen, regular season 5-1 against Mahomes. In the playoffs, he's 0-4. Broncos with a game-winning field goal to knock off the Texans, 18-15. Chargers over the Titans, 27-20. Vikings, they edge the Lions, 27-24. Patriots over the Falcons, 24-23. Steelers beat the Colts, 27-20. 49ers beat the Giants, 34-24. In overtime, the Jaguars beat the Raiders 30-29, and the Rams roll over the Saints 34-10. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with high temperature readings in the mid-50s. For tonight, we can expect considerable cloud cover, isolated shower chances towards Bozeman overnight, low temperatures ranging from the mid-30s to around 40. And the outlook for Tuesday does call for cloudy skies and some scattered showers with high temperature readings from the mid-50s to around 60. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I tell you what, we get some great guests on this show. We have some great sidekicks that join us on this show. And we've got friends inside the Trump administration and on Capitol Hill that will join us on this show. But I'll tell you what, the best part of Montana Talks, your phone calls. The chance to get to hear from people all across Montana and for you to be heard all across Montana. Keep your phone calls coming with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard across the state.
Hey, Sean Hannity here with the only real estate agent in your market that I recommend, Amber Earn of Realty Billings. If someone's home needs repairs to sell for more money, but it's too expensive, well, what's your best advice for them so they can still sell their home for the most money possible?
Hey, Sean, if your home needs repairs to sell for top dollar, but the cost feels overwhelming, we've got you covered. One of our most valuable programs is our pre-renovation program. We handle the repairs up front, and you simply pay us back at closing. The truth is, updated and renovated homes sell faster and for more money than outdated ones. So this program really helps maximize your sale. And if the property has too much deferred maintenance or is in really poor condition, we also offer a cash offer option for a quick and hassle-free sale.
Call Amber today at 670-1942. Google Amber Earn online at listwithamber.com. Listwithamber.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble here with Jennifer Owen, Billings candidate for mayor. We've got a couple of minutes left. If you want to call into the producer and give him a question or comment for Jennifer, send a message on the Montana Talks. We'll get her response to it. There's a story here in the news recently about the Billings father who's fighting for his daughter's memorial site. And it mentions the airport and the city kind of trying to work with him to come up with a solution. Are you familiar with that, and any thoughts on it?
Yeah, I've had a chance to speak with the father a few times. Really want to help him find a good solution. I think we've talked through a couple of locations that are meaningful and important to him and his family where we could move the site to. I confess I don't fully understand if this is an FAA issue or a City of Billings issue, why it can't stay where it's at. But I do think that we are working towards a positive solution that allows the memorial to remain in a very visible place, allows the community to continue to see it, and to frankly be aware of the harm that comes from impaired driving. It is a problem in this community. And so both for the family themselves, but for the greater sort of awareness of the harms of impaired driving, I think it's really important that we find a good place for this.
Yeah, and then there was a story here a week or two ago about, I think it was Judge Sharada had sentenced a man to prison for impaired driving, mm-hmm. ended up killing somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's terrible. This is back to this idea of public safety. We have to have the ability to hold people accountable. We have to give our officers the ability to patrol, to intersect, to intervene, and to put a stop to this.
Here's another Billings story. The crumble cookie in Billings on Shiloh is for sale for $1.9 million. Did you see that one?
I did see that one. That's quite the price tag. And, you know, I think this is something we really need to pay attention to, right? We see businesses downtown closing. We see folks trying to sell their business. We need to be driving some prosperity in this community, some economic vibrancy, making sure that we're not over-regulating, that we're not making it hard to start, own, or operate a business in this community, that we're addressing traffic issues that deter people from enjoying this community. We just have some work to do, and I'm really excited about it. It's why this election matters. People should vote. If they're sitting there with their ballots at home saying, oh, I'm not sure who to vote for, or this doesn't matter, it really does. Local elections are decided on a very few hundred votes, so please vote. Get your ballot down to the courthouse today or tomorrow. We have great candidates in every ward. I would love to be this community's mayor. We have work to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron was just talking a week ago or 2 weeks ago about how so many folks have thought, wow, well, we got Donald Trump in office, and we've got Republicans in control at the state level, and so that's just going to solve all of our issues. And the sad reality is it's not, and we do need to stay focused on our local elections, and they're critically important for a variety of reasons, not least of which the city of Billings, its spending and public safety priorities are impacting our daily lives a lot more than what you'll see somebody in D.C. or Helena do in a lot of ways. And it's just a ground up movement. If you don't have people winning city positions and doing a good job there, you're going to have problems up at the higher levels. And I know you're probably not focused on anything other than winning the mayor position and doing a good job in that. But maybe someday there's higher office for you.
Oh, I don't know about that. We have plenty of work to do here, but it's really true. This is the government that the voters can influence the most. You're going to run into me at the grocery store, at the gas station. You're going to tell me if I do something boneheaded, and I love that. I love that local politics accountability. So you're right. This is the government that affects your life every day. It's the streets you drive on, the safety of the neighborhood, your property, your business being affected. So it's really important that we be engaged, not just on election day, hope everybody is, but throughout. This is local government. Get involved.
Do you think that the city of Billings has any role to play in global warming issue?
I'm not worried about that.
Okay. What about fixing all historical wrongs against minorities?
We just have real work to do here. Like, we need to build safe communities, good roads. We need to have economic vibrancy and prosperity. I'm not out fishing for issues. We have plenty of work to do.
Okay, because a lot of times you will see, especially people on the left, using city positions to fight global warming and some of this other stuff. So glad to hear that.
Let's do real work.
Jennifer Owen Count, candidate for the Billings mayor. Any other people out there, feel free to call in if you're running for positions in any other cities or counties around the state. We got a special guest next hour, too. David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
From the Mattress Firm Studio, this is KBUL News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM. Home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Listen, retirement is the long game. We can't play about our future or our finances. Let's put ourselves in the right position.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.